Now it's time for our in-depth interview of the week, in which Ruth Frankova talks to a man who created his own designer label and aims to go far in the world of fashion.
My guest on One on One this week is Pavel Ivančić, voted the Czech Fashion Designer of 2007. Together with his wife Radana, he established his own fashion label Muset, which has been presented all over the world and received a number of awards at home. A graduate of Prague's Academy of Arts, Architecture and Design, Pavel Ivančić also attended the prestigious Central St. Martin's College of Art and Design in London. I met him last week at the Design Block Festival in Prague, where he presented his most recent work, and asked him how he came to study at one of the world's leading art and design institutions.
It was a long journey, actually, because I have decided that, you know, I need a kind of confrontation on international level, not only in the Czech Republic. And I wanted to improve my English and I wanted to improve my skills, everything. But it was like 2 years project to get to Central St. Martin because it's not really easy. So first I worked on my own project, which helped me to get some funding. I got a scholarship. And then I had to go through the attending procedures to Central St. Martin's, which took another half a year. And luckily I was chosen to be one of 2007 year.
You said you needed confrontation, so what's the difference between the Czech and the British approach?
It's not only about the school, it's about the fashion industry itself, because the fashion industry doesn't really exist in the Czech Republic. There is no fashion business, for example. And during my studies in London, I had the opportunity to talk to great designers like Phoebe Philo, Alexander McQueen, or Donna Karan, and Albert Elbaz from Lanvin, and others. And I got the Chloe Prize in the first semester for the best work. I got some funding from some money from Chloe, and they invited me for 3 months to work with them. So then I attended Paris for 3 months, which was really exciting. So I had a chance to see how a proper fashion house works. So it's incomparable to experience you can get in the Czech Republic.
You said there is no fashion business. Is this because the country is too small, or is it because the communist past? How would you explain that?
This is a tricky question to answer. The textile industry is just going really bad. I mean, many factories are just, you know, like lost forever, and we have really bad news about the ones that are still, you know, quite all right. I don't know, somehow it's probably a decline of the culture of life in the Czech Republic itself. It's still coming from the shadow of the communism before the Velvet Revolution. Because, for example, there is not even one shop in Prague, I'm not speaking of the Czech Republic, that would sell Czech designers. I mean, there are no shops that would buy our thing. So there are only a few designers, they have their own boutiques, small shops. And there is no other chance, you know, like, I mean, young designers in Europe, in America, anywhere, they don't have their own shops. They just sell to designers shops or department stores. But there is nothing like that in the Czech Republic.
How difficult is it for a young fashion designer to establish his own brand and start his own business here in the Czech Republic?
It's very difficult. But it's not easy anywhere else. It depends on many aspects, and sometimes I think that the talent is only like 30%, maybe less. I mean, you have to have some financial background, or you have to work on it, and you have to be lucky as well. You have to get along with the right people. It depends on many aspects, really.
Now you established your own brand together with your wife. How is it working together with another person? How do you divide the work that you do?
We worked together for a long time, so somehow naturally, you know, like we separate the work. Just someone is better in something else than the other one. But actually, at the moment, we have a baby, so it's a one-man show at the moment. Really, it's up to me.
Could you perhaps describe what kind of fashion you make?
Yes, we do exclusive women's wear, elegant. With masculine aspects.
Is that why you actually called one of your collections Venus as a Boy?
Exactly. Yeah, and this is still the theme, the confrontation of the masculine and feminine phenomenon. It's the basic theme of our work. And it's, in every collection, it's just, you know, like different way of processing the idea.
What do you think about checks and fashion?
Well, it's getting better, but if I was really critical, I would say that there is a lack of personal style. I would say that probably, in my opinion, is that we are really bad in making our own opportunities. You know, I mean, if you're going for a coffee with your friend, you should dress up and have a nice haircut and a makeup, and that's fine, it's just for 2 hours. But you should dress up. But Czechs, they don't dress up, really. I don't know why.
Once again, who are your customers? How would you describe the customers that buy your fashion?
I would say in last year we are getting more major clients. I would say, I mean, like 2 years ago, I would say it's like women between the age of 25 or 35, but now we can go to, I don't know, 55 or even more. It's just about strong, independent personalities who need something unique, and they are not afraid to be not extravagant, but to be visible, even if they are visible by being really simply, politely elegant.
Do you have more women than men?
We do more bespoke tailoring for men, but we have more clients for menswear as we do our collections. It's, for example, like this time, we have a stand with samples, and you can order things in your size, in the color you prefer, and like that.
What about these events like Design Block, for example, where you are presenting your work? How important is it for you as a fashion designer and for artists in general to show their work?
I think it's extremely important to have Design Block, because it's the only platform where we can show our work all together with other designers, jewelry designers and furniture designers and so on. And I think that each year is getting more and more professional, and the level, the quality of the work is on a high standard. So I'm really happy to take part in this.
You already told me that designing clothes is not the only thing you are doing. You are also taking part in other things. Can you tell me what else you are doing?
Well, at the moment it's between designing clothes and teaching. But I mean, it could be called designing clothes, but it's not only our own collections. It means like bespoke tailoring for our private clients. At the same time, we work for theater as well. For example, we did a really nice project in Warsaw, which had the premiere in Paris in March this year. It was a really nice project called Herbert Gibert, and we did one piece for Laterna Magica in Prague, and we are still working on something for them. And we also do some commercial work, like, for example, uniforms for Czech railways and things like that.
You were talking at the beginning about your studies in London. What was the most important thing you learned during your studies in England?
There is no other day. You have to do it now. That's what I would say.